And now you take my grandmother. Mm-hmm. She wanted to live, always wanted to live at a place where there was a fireplace in the kitchen. She mm-hmm. still, she loved that fireplace to cook on. Mm-hmm. She had the utensils to cook on the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Big pots, and she, instead of putting potatoes, you've seen potatoes put in the stove and baked, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she had an oven, mm-hmm. because that's what she called it, an oven. And it had an iron lid to it, his old big iron thing. Mm-hmm. And she put it full of potatoes. You see, you stacked them on top of one another. Mm-hmm. All right, she put that old big heavy iron lid on top of it, mm-hmm. built fire on it and on top of it. Mm-hmm. And they cooked. Well, see, that's the way they cooked to start with. I've heard them all talk about that, you know.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different things did your grandmother use that maybe you don't use so much now?
We don't use nothing much. I don't register it. Not as important my grandmother used.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the names of the different things or what they looked like that she used?
Well, she used these old tongs just like you've seen yonder. They used them to lift the pots off for the fireplaces and so on. Mm-hmm. But they had the old iron pots. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you ever seen one or not. I know we should not. Now somebody come in and got one of our kettles the other day, an old kettle that we used to have. You'd have a water, that's all the water, hot water you had. Mm-hmm. And it just fit the cap of a stove. Mm-hmm. You could have your rack down in the fireplace and put. Now, there was for years we had one in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and one in the house, mm-hmm. where we'd have that. You could just fill it up with water, set it up there by the fire, and when you got ready to wash your feet, why? Mm-hmm. We had warm water there in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. But my daughter come here and got that. She owned it for, mm-hmm. it was antique, you know. Mm-hmm. And she says that's hers. Mm-hmm. She's done cleaned these tongs, uh-huh. and a few others. So they picked up a few other things, and the old wash pots now. We used to cook up lard in when, you know, when we was killing hogs at home, you see. Mm-hmm. We don't do that no more. Mm-hmm. See, we had a hog gallus out there. Mm-hmm. You killed all these hogs, you have that gallus full of hogs, don't you see? And when you got it killed, all you're going to kill, then you cut them out, then you have this. Mm-hmm. This is one or two of them old wash pots. Some of them come in too dull, some of them, there's some of them old wash pots out on them now. Mm-hmm. And there's some old stove lid doors out there. Come over these old iron wooden stove.
Mm-hmm. Did your grandmother have, well, I guess she have a kind of, it was a pan or a pot, and it had long feet on it.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. All the pots had feet on them. Uh-huh. Some of the fryers even had feet on them. Or legs, what do you want to call them.
Did she have any names for those different pots and pans? Do you remember?
Yeah, well, there were some of them called pots, some of them skillets. Mm-hmm. And some of them was called ovens, and some was called pans. You see, you could cook bread. Well, you could cook anything on that you could on a stove. Mm-hmm. And I've got news for you. Mm-hmm. People had learned new tastes for this stuff. Mm-hmm. You couldn't hardly get these old folks off of them iron pots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because after you cook something in iron pots for years and years, it has kind of a flavor.
Oh yeah, there's altogether a difference in the flavor of mm-hmm. anything cooked in an iron pot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you take syrup, mm-hmm. cooked in a pan, a evaporator, mm-hmm. and one cooked in a kettle, mm-hmm. there's a difference in that. Mm-hmm. Well, just like a boiling beef, a barbecuing meat. You know, there's a difference in the taste of that, of course. Mm-hmm. But